Mark Tompkins, the president and CEO of the German-American Chamber of Commerce of the Midwest. Your organization, in part, helps put the Chris Kindle market on, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's our biggest, most visible project we do all year, on top of things like youth apprenticeship programs and other programs, but this is certainly the one that is most widely known and beloved here in Chicago.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mark, and thanks for putting on such a great festival. When were you notified that they were changing the occupancy limit?
Well, it was literally Thursday before Thanksgiving, 1 week before Thanksgiving, right as we were setting up to welcome guests to come in. And, you know, it was a shock for us to say, hey, now suddenly for the first time ever, you know, other than, you know, COVID in its own way, but the first time ever that we had a hard capacity limit for welcoming people into the market.
And that capacity limit that they instituted this year, the Thursday before Thanksgiving, was actually lower than the capacity limit during COVID?
Right. We were less than half of COVID was the number we were given, like literally right before we were set to open.
And I got to tell you, I saw former TV anchors. I saw all kinds of people filming, waiting in line, and then eventually just saying, I'm giving up. I don't even know what's going on. I'm going home. Did you hear that from a lot of people? And are your vendors feeling the pinch?
Well, and that's really where it started and broke my heart, because people who come down opening day every year were suddenly, you know, leaving because the lines were so long with the new capacity limit. So, you know, the good news now is as of yesterday, you know, and thanks to the mayor's office getting involved and working through a lot of things with us, we were able to increase the capacity by 1,000. So expect the lines to get shorter, and we're working with the city to move forward and find and reevaluate as we go forward, evaluating capacity in, you know, the coming days and weeks to make sure we get as many people to enjoy the market as possible.
We're talking about the Chris Kindle market. If you just jumped in the car, this is Mark Tompkins, president and CEO of the German-American Chamber of Commerce of the Midwest. This is their biggest festival. I mean, let's face it, Mark, it is always busy. It's shoulder to shoulder. I pick cold times or off times to go visit. It seemed today that maybe the mayor was indicated he'd like to see it moved. Have you heard anything about that? And if so, what locations are we talking about?
We've been in touch with the mayor's office, and, you know, we've been on Daly Plaza for the last 28 years. You know, Mayor Daly came to our very first one on Pioneer Court and said, hey, I want you on my plaza. So year two, we moved over there, and now coming into our 30th anniversary, we'd love to be back on Daly Plaza and continue there going forward. But we've also talked to the city that we're going to explore all the options and find the best solution for Chicago. And, of course, the Chris Kindle market to carry it forward for another 30 years. So
yeah.
Those discussions today and now the last few days, I have to say, have been very positive towards the will to find good solutions that's going to make this continue on in our tradition for another 30 years.
Oh, wonderful. I honestly, you know, as a fan, I wouldn't mind seeing it in the park. You know, Millennium or Grant Park, I don't know what that would do to your crowds, but I think maybe it would give you a chance to expand, to become bigger. Is there interest from more German vendors if they do sell well, which I know they're taking a hit this year, that you might be able to expand it a bit?
Well, that would be a dream of what can we do and grow it. And that's one of the reasons, you know, we've looked at other locations and added Wrigleyville and added Aurora, because they're is a lot of interest from vendor side to make it to be a part of it. But we also have to look at the challenges on infrastructure, and particularly in the winter, a lot of places aren't built out with the right electric or even water for winter capacity. Mm-hmm. And then snow removal for a month-long festival in December is a challenge for a lot of locations. And then access, public transport. How do people get there? You know, and how do people run out on their lunch break and grab a bratwurst? You know, depending on location, that's going to change things. So we have to weigh all those different factors. There's not any one of them, but, you know, of course, making it accessible to the people who've grown to love the Chris Kindle market over all these years.
And of course, those are none of the things that the rest of us think about. We're like, it's kind of busy. Maybe they can move it. And of course, that's a lot of work. I get it.
Sure. Grand Park gets a little muddy when you throw a little snow on it.
So absolutely.
What does that look like going forward, we have to explore all those options.
Yeah, I get it. I just so appreciate the market. And talk about the number of people that came through the each individual markets last year. How many people are we talking?
Well, all in last year, daily pause were about 1.2 million. So it's a great audience. It's you know, super attraction. That's why we've had to manage the crowds over the years, right?
Right.
And I won't say we always get it right. We do put a priority on making it a safe experience for everybody coming through. And, you know, if we don't have a safe market, we won't have a market. So, and I have to give credit there. Chicago Police Department's always been fantastic partners in keeping everybody safe. Chicago Fire Department, those relationships over the years, you know, are one of the reasons that we keep coming back and people keep coming to the market. It is a safe, family, great place to be.
Yeah.
And which is why we were shocked at the beginning, right as we're getting ready to open, that suddenly, wait, all this cooperation for all these years is suddenly being thrown out the window with a hard cap. And we're still with our friends from Chicago Police Department, Chicago Fire Department. And it's because of those relationships that have been built over the years that, you know, we have been able to have a safe and wonderful environment for so long.
I got to tell you, the city has kind of screwed up the taste of Chicago. I mean, moving it around, changing dates. I think the interest isn't there anymore. I want to do everything I can to protect the Chris Kindle Market and make sure it's here for years to come. So we're relying on you, and I'm here to help in any way.
Well,
and you've got a lot of fans of the market, and I know safety is a priority, but you know, any problem can be solved. So hopefully the city will be on your side.
Hopefully all the listeners, I mean, the number one thing, our vendors have to survive. Because without the vendors, it's not the market. And literally craftsmen, artisans that work all year long just to get ready to come to Chicago for this one little window of the year. And so they need the support, especially now more than ever. You know, the first, you know, almost 2 weeks have been so far down in sales. As we're allowed a few more people on the plaza and work through all those things, when you're there, support the vendors, buy that one extra gift than what you were going to buy. And that's what's going to make the difference to being able to find solutions for them to come back for next year and all the years to come.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the work you do.
Oh, thank you for having me on. And visiting the European markets, too, fantastic. Go see Germany. I can give lots of recommendations some other time because I've done it many times myself. So thanks for all your support.
We've got a crew from WGN going again in a couple weeks, so we'll be talking about it. Thank you, Mark.
All righty.
Mark Tompkins, President and CEO of the German-American Chamber of Commerce of the Midwest. It's all about the Chris Kindle Market.